In fact, you are a witness of perceived experiences that generate unique emotions. You make them visible and accessible to all, although a distinction has to be drawn between the spectator's fantasies and that of yours. Do your singular know-how help the spectator project himself in order to feel something that is intimate?
I mean, I'm not quite sure if I'm fully understanding the question. If I would interpret what I feel you're talking about, it would be to do with the audience fully understanding the processes that I've gone through in terms of making the work. And I think that I don't try and make things that are that didactic. They don't have. I feel that I make things that move generally into an area. They don't have to be read and understood in a certain strict terms. I think also that they don't even have to be understood in terms of the audience fully knowing or identifying with the references. I think the references I use are generally available enough in the cultural environment that whether people can specifically pinpoint what they are or whether they can just more generally understand them, I think it doesn't really matter. I think maybe it means that it allows the audience to have several different registers, that there's different ways in which the audience can pick up the work. They can start to get involved with the work at sort of different places. And there is a sort of point at which obviously it's the audience that in some ways makes the work. At some point within the construction of an art object, it requires audience, and it's the audience that then in some ways becomes the artist. And so sometimes I feel that making art is almost like just delivering of materials or of creating a platform within which the audience then can finish the work, or they can make the work, so they kind of make it for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Your artworks frequently bear your name or your signature. Your ovoid canvases are punctured with precision to spell your initials as part of your ongoing exploration of process and authorship. Similarly, broken egg shell fixed to a canvas spell out your signature in 1,234 eggs, 1997. Symbolizing life, creation, and originality, eggs recur in your works, but what is the function of the letter?
I think that, there's this sort of point at which that to reduce my signature down to just simply like GT was a kind of way of sort of abstracting the signature, as if to say, is it possible that you could sort of almost make symbolic or make hieroglyphic the signature? And it does seem to be the case that, I mean, you have it from childhood, where the alphabet is reduced to the first letter of a word seemingly becomes the alphabet. So it's the classic example would be like A for apple, that suddenly it's A is apple rather than the P, which is doubled in the word. Why would you not have P is for apple? That somehow words or letters seem to become shorthand for whole words. If we're playing with an idea of trying to look at authorship or signature, is it possible to reduce it down? What's the most minimal amount of information we can put into a work that would still, in effect, allow us to then, as a key that we can then open and open up the work again to get it out in all its different in different guises? It's also the case that obviously the puncture and the egg form is kind of a signature of mine, is kind of a logo of mine. Also, that probably it's more of a sort of firstly a Fontana painting, like that somehow it's probably his signature. So I mean, the probably in the exhibition, most classic example would be there's a large painting where I've stood at some distance from the canvas and painted my signature repeatedly over and over and over again in different colours, and it looks, to all intents and purposes, just like a Jackson Pollock painting, that my signature over and over and over again on top of itself ended up looking like someone else's signature. And for me, like, this question of the signature as a kind of as a sort of a binding truth, or as an oath, as a sort of a singular statement, as a point of reference which could point the audience to originality, creativity, and all these sort of terms which are important sort of frames or kind of guiding structures in art, which actually, like, are very, again, like, are very fluid. They're very amorphous. They can take up root in lots of different ways, and quite often they can be totally inverted. They can totally be the other. In fact, they're probably better interpreted through their opposites.
By spelling your name, are you shedding light on your subjectivity?
I would have said the subjectivity in the work is more to do with the spaces between different works. So if I look at my kind of oeuvre, the work kind of moves around in lots of, and sort of like lands in lots of different areas and lots of different places. And somehow I probably would feel that the sort of subject, somehow the subjectivity, it is almost like the part that connects the differences between the works. Mm-hmm.